Wayne, is it really been 25 years that you've been doing this?
Oh, that's true. Was asked to be part of the committee and thought, well, sure, we can do that. So it started as a committee member back in the day, and Jolene and I have questioned whether it was 23 or 5 or 26, but we're bumping 40-year residents of Yankton, so a long time part of this wonderful event.
Jolene, I don't know, maybe sometimes it feels longer than that, or it feels like you just got started, but this has got to be a real highlight of the summer for
it's
you guys, right?
It's a highlight of our summer. We love doing it. I'm kind of in charge of getting the announcers every year.
Yes, announcers, very important. I'm proud to be one. Tell us about who they are and where they are.
Every year we've had anywhere from 4 to 6 to 8 announcers. This year we are happy to announce we're going to have 10, possibly even 11 stations. So figure out where you want to be, get your blankets down, get your chairs down, and I'll quickly tell you where all the best places to be to watch the parade so you can hear our announcers. We start out at 20th and Douglas, and our newcomers, Jim and Betty Cox, are going to be announcing there. Then at 18th and Douglas, we've added a new place, Chris and Arlen Lickness's yard, and Pastor Jeff from Trinity Lutheran Church is going to be the announcer. 15th and Douglas at Brady Moose driveway, longtime helpers Paul and Jody Smith are being announcers. 10th and Douglas at Lauren and Tanner Hansen's home, Doug Pasica will be the announcer. 8th and Douglas at Manus Architecture, we have Dan and Deb Speck. Then we added a new one last year at 8th and Cedar at Ben's Brew Station. I guess they had a couple hundred people there last year. We have Move with Mason and Kate and their son, Paxton, will be there. They're new this year. Then at 5th and Cedar at Faith Alive Church, Jane and Bill Bobzine have been helping us for many years. 3rd and Douglas at the corner of 3rd and Cedar, 1st Dakota, will be Jeff Erickson.
Wait a minute, that's me.
3rd and Walnut will be at the Marlowe Huff Woodward Law Office, a veteran, Jim Payne, and 3rd and Douglas at Boomer's Corner will be Michael Shoemaker.
Some parades struggle to get one announcer. How do you pull off getting two handfuls?
Because nobody will turn me down.
Nobody will turn you down? Are they afraid or are they honored? Which one is it? Wayne, maybe you could better answer that.
It's an honor. They love doing it. Yeah.
We're able to use a script so they tell their story, and I think they appreciate that. And spectators then anticipate who's coming, what they're all about. And so we think it adds to the crowd and the excitement.
I think it's the best parade in South Dakota.
Yay!
Do you think so?
Well, certainly, yes.
Let's talk committee members, Wayne, because I know that it's a real team effort, and this team has grown over the years. So let's give some mentions to the people that are working hard on this.
Yes, most definitely. Matt and Abby Birch, Justin Ellis, Renee and Curtis Brooks, Katie, Luke, and Doug Feimer, Kevin and Jen Hyman, Adam and Abby Gokin, Diego Maldonado, Alex Wagner, and Joe and I. And so Joe and I, certainly veterans, but some of these folks have been 8 to 10 years, know exactly what happens every minute of the parade, are patient with the entries as they stage or as they run off to attend to some matter and are late, and the police car's leaving and you've got to get going. Oh, I'm not ready. Oh, it doesn't matter. You got to get going. So that committee kicks into gear in August, and we're not big on having lots of meetings, but we can sure use email, texts, and phone calls to pull off a really fun event.
Well, it's a well-oiled machine. Let's visit with one of those committee members, our good friend Renee Brooks, who we visit with about a lot of different things. How long have you been at it on the parade committee?
Oh, gosh, probably almost 10 years. We've been back in Yankton for 12 years, and I think Curtis was on the committee shortly after we returned home to Yankton, and then I joined him probably a couple years after that. Have really worked with Wayne behind the scenes on the registration, getting that all online, and getting all of our sheets printed and all the forms. There's a lot that goes into it that you don't see that takes time, and Wayne and I work together. I think I see Wayne almost daily the last couple weeks before River Road Day, so we get that stuff all going and get all of our entries, and we get calls you know, last minute from people that, oh, I wasn't going to be able to do it, but I can. Can you get me in? And we usually work hard to make things happen. So
let's talk theme. I love the theme. I love the shirt that Wayne is sporting this morning. And you can speak well to that theme because you've got some fingerprints on this thing.
Yeah. So thanks to my husband, Curtis, ChatGPT, and then my own finessing, we kind of came up with the sailing into the sunset of summer theme. So it was kind of a fun process. And we took that to the Riverboat Days committee, and they seemed to like it, I guess, because they made it the theme. So we've had some fun with it, sending out the emails for registration for the parade, because I feel like the parade is one of the biggest users of that theme. And so I think we'll see a lot of fun sailboat Hawaiian type themes on our floats. I think it'll be fun this year for them to decorate with that theme.
Which kind of leads to the fact that we judge those entries that wish to be judged and have trophies and cash prizes. And it's quite interesting to note the businesses or groups that really work hard and look forward to doing well in the judging feature.
Where are you at on numbers? And I mean, where is it normally at? And where do you stand for this year?
So I think we like to say that our cap, our perfect amount, is around 125. Today we are at 119, give or take one or two. That's a good number. 140 is too many. We've had that in the past. That's too many. It's too long. But that 120, 125 is perfect. So we're right there.
And let's talk the route. Jolene did a great job of telling us where announcers are, but what's the exact start and finish of this route? And then also, where can people find that route?
The parade starts at 21st and Douglas at exactly 9:30. And Police Chief Foote and crew will lead, followed then by Color Guard, heading down Douglas to 8th. And at Douglas, head west to Cedar, and at Cedar, head south to 3rd, and at 3rd, head east, off to Pine Capitol, four or five blocks to the east, and then end of parade. So I believe the website, Riverboat Days website, has the parade route, which has not changed in 25 years. The start time used to be 10, but we find that 9:30 is better for getting the crowd down to the park. Our parade takes about an hour and 10 minutes to stage and disperse, and about the same to finish. And it takes about a half hour to get downtown. So a very large crowd on 3rd Street waits because they all gather for the 9:30, but it's more like 10 when it gets downtown.
Renee, would you be surprised if some people already had their seats out in their favorite spots?
No, I went for a rundown, started at the pool today, and I already saw some sitting up. So I think people do have their go-to spots. My in-laws used to live on the route, and that was nice, and we always set up way early in the morning. And in fact, I think the current owners still let us sit there. So yeah, people have their spots, and they goped out early. It's my favorite part of Riverboat Days, right?
Yep. Some select, I want to sit in the sun. Some select, I want to sit in the shade. And some want a chair. Some want a blanket. Some bring a tent-like canopy, tables. You name it. You can see it on the parade route.
A thermos of coffee or, you know, some other beverages might be partaking.
Or something else, yeah. Wayne, let's wrap it up with the message of safety. I know that's got to be a huge concern for you folks.
Yes, the Yankton Police and Yankton County Sheriff are very instrumental in helping with all of that. The local cycle group led by Terry Reeb every year has 10 to 15 men and women on cycles that cruise up and down to urge people to stay back. We don't allow favors, papers, candy to be tossed from an entry. We require that their walkers distribute those types of things, and that's paramount to having a safe and enjoyable day, because hundreds of pounds of candy are dispersed on that 20 or so block route.
Yeah, it'd be a good day to be a squirrel after that parade, I'll tell you
that.
On behalf of the Yankton community, just a heartfelt thank you and appreciation to the three of you and your committee. I don't think people will ever understand what you do, but thank goodness you do it.
It's a good time. Hope to see you Saturday.
And you guys are good people. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.